Oh, thank you for contacting.
Hello?
Yes?
Did somebody there try to call me? I'm Linda Jones Lawrence. I'm a writer. I was talking to people, and I've had the damnedest time ever. I talked to one, and there was two people. The one lady started to talk to me. I was supposed to call her back or to, you know, email her back or whatever, and all these other people started calling me. I couldn't even understand half of them. And so I just finally hung up. And then I found one that I thought I wanted, and I went ahead and emailed him and sent a message, and come to find out I think he's the author. I want Amazon. Are you with Amazon?
Yes, we are. Can I please confirm your name?
Linda Jones Lawrence. I write under that name.
Okay. And who are you connected to?
I have two books already printed. I have three, really. And I want to reprint the first one. It's called The Eagle Flies Over Missouri.
Okay.
And it's been for sale by Amazon before, so you can probably find it on your list there, on your box. It's not in print right now, so it will say not in print, but I want to reprint it.
Okay, and were you connected to someone regarding this earlier, or are you calling for the first time?
No. Right now, I'm sorry, I came in from the outside, and I'm kind of puffing and huffing. I was talking to one lady named Madeline. And then I was trying to write back to her and tell her what was about the book. And this other one came on, but then I had to say, are you Kevin or are you Madeline? I didn't even know who it was. And then another one came in. Is this characteristic of these people, publishers? I guess they get your name when you talk to the other people, and then they start calling you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I just found you on my phone, I thought.
I completely get that. Linda, could you confirm that who was contacting you? What was the name of the person?
One of them, her name was Madeline, because I was trying, I thought she was from Amazon, and I was trying to write back and tell her what the book was about. When somebody named Kevin Kent or something like that came on there. I've got it written down over there. And then I'm like, well, what is this? You know, she was trying to email back to me at the same time he was trying to get on there to talk to me. And then I think he was from overseas. I couldn't understand him.
Linda,
so
can you please confirm your full name?
Linda Jones Lawrence.
Okay, just a moment.
I write under that. Because when we first moved here, there were seven people that had the same name as I did.
All right. Can you just allow me to put you on a brief hold?
On a what?
Okay. So, Linda, I'm so sorry. It's all right. As I was saying, so you wanted to get your book one printed again, correct?
Yes, I did.
All right.
The Eagle Flies Over Missouri.
And how many books do you want to get printed?
What?
How many books do you want to get printed?
I want you to print it and sell it to Amazon.
To Amazon.
Isn't that what you do? That's
yes.
What they did before.
That's what we do. So you want to publish your book on Amazon, correct? Or is it already published?
It has been at one time.
Okay.
In the year 2010, it was published, and then I had trouble with those people.
Do you want
what happened.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to edit the file once again? Do you want us to overview the file and make sure of the formatting? Or do you just want to get started with the publishing right away?
I have it on a hard drive here, but I am not sure that's exactly right because I lived over in Washington in 2010, or about 2009 when I was finishing it up, and I went to a store over there. It was a computer store where they do refurbished computers, and it looked good, you know, so I went in and I bought one from them. And then I went home, and then I went back for something. I don't know what I had to do for that because that's about 12 years ago. And when I went back, he wasn't there, but there were some people working for him on the other computers there. I think they were fixing them or something. And I told them, and they said, they said, Linda, they already knew my name. I guess they liked that book, you know, when they looked it over before. And they said, Linda, you got to get this on a hard drive. This is too, you can't leave it like this, it'll get stolen. And I said, yeah. What is that? See, it's the first time I'd ever written a book. Mm-hmm. And I said, what is that? So they told me, run up to Walmart and buy a hard drive and bring it back, and they'll put it on there for me. So I let them do it, but I wasn't finished editing. I was near the end of the book. It's about 263 pages.
So
it's,
you need,
it's fiction.
You need editing as well?
Not a whole lot, because it was really good when I first printed it. I've got that book that's here, but I don't have the – you know what I did? I wrote two others afterwards, because when you first write a book – mm-hmm. and people see it, they will tell you things like, Linda, I saw a mistake in your book. You know, they tell you stuff like that. Well, at first I got all insulted about that on my book, you know. And so finally I learned real quick that that is what they'll do. One lady said that if you take it somewhere and have a showing, they will do that. They'll pick it up and go, just full of mistakes, you know, stuff like that. See, they haven't ever written one. So anyway, I was up there doing some exercises, and this lady started walking beside me, and she said, she's in that reading group, so I knew he'd get back, because I'm kind of a private person. I don't talk to very many people. So anyway, she said to me, I read your book. And I said, oh, you did? And she said, I said, did you like it? And she said, yes, but Linda, I did see some mistakes in there, and you need to fix it.
And I'm like, okay.
Then I got home, and I got real insulted. So the next day or next week or so, I went back up there to do my exercises. And as she came around beside me, then I said to her, what did you write? Because I figured she had. See, the people that do that usually have never written a book. And sure enough, she said, well, I haven't written one, but I want to one of these days. And I'm like, well, I'll be darned. So I learned now to not get insulted about anything like that and just talk back to them. You can say something like, I don't know what you could say, anything, I guess. You know, everything has a mistake in it. And they do that because the Indians did that whenever they made garments. They would leave a mistake, make a mistake, because everything is supposed to be perfect but God. And that's God's work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here I am now. And I went through here.
Mm-hmm. Just to confirm, you can share the PDF and the Word file with us. Will that be possible?
Okay. Would you repeat that, please? Talk slower.
Okay, sorry. I will repeat myself. And just a moment, please.
Okay.
Linda, just to confirm, your complete name is Linda Jones Lawrence, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Just a moment, please. I will just get you connected to my senior manager, and she will be guiding you.
To who? Excuse me. Who are you connecting me to?
My senior manager, who will be getting you through the whole process. Her name is Haley, and she will be guiding you through the whole process. All right?
Now, you're with Amazon, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, that's who I want to work with.
Okay.
Well, go ahead and put me through, because I found another one on there, and I thought that would be good. I was looking at what he had written before, you know, because I wanted to see what kind of morals they have, what kind of, what kind of person they are before I choose the person.
Absolutely,
I wouldn't want
to
write, take it for somebody who you don't like.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, I get your point.
What is his name? What is his name?
Haley.
Spell that for me.
H-A-I.
Did you say